The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dontayo Price-Lisco. Good morning. We're breaking into this Monday episode of the VPM Daily Newscast to bring you a timely news update. Virginia's General Assembly session adjourned sine die on Saturday after lawmakers approved a budget. VPM News reporter Jad Khalil has more.
Democrats used their majority to add over $1 billion in education funding. Delegate Mark Sickles is a Democrat representing Fairfax who spoke on the floor.
When you go home and you vote for this budget, your school superintendent, you will rise up in his or her estimation for helping them out.
Much of the extra education funding was paid for by closing a sales tax loophole on digital purchases. State Senator Mark Obenshain, a Republican representing Rockingham, opposed that and rejoining an initiative to limit carbon emissions.
The increased tax burden that is added to families and businesses in Virginia, the language requiring Virginia to rejoin RGGI, those are two things that we can't embrace.
Lawmakers returned to Richmond April 17th to address Governor Glenn Youngkin's responses. He is expected to issue many vetoes. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
For more General Assembly news, visit vpm.org/assembly. A report from late last year by a nonpartisan state watchdog details issues with safety and staffing at public psychiatric hospitals. It recommended one facility be shut down, the Commonwealth Center for Children and Adolescents in Stanton. It's the only state-run psych hospital for minors in Virginia. Randy B. Hagee with partner station WMRA reports.
One of the most alarming statistics concerned patient restraints, which means that a person's movement was restricted by hand, a device such as straps, or sedation. The commission found that the CCCA's restraint rate was 40 times the national average for similar institutions for minors. Of the state's 9 public psych hospitals, the CCCA had the highest rates of physical incidents between patients, among patients and staff, and self-injurious behavior.
We certainly don't like to hear those types of reports.
Delegate Tony Wilt, who represents Harrisonburg and part of Rockingham County in the General Assembly, serves on the commission.
There needs to be a move, I will say that. So what that move is exactly, I think it can be up for debate.
He said he's not convinced the CCCA should be shut down, but the staffing issues there must be addressed. The hospital turned over almost two-thirds of its staff between fiscal years 2020 and 23, and without contract workers, it would have had a vacancy rate of 43%. The Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services, which oversees the state psychiatric hospitals, pushed back on the report. Commissioner Nelson Smith, who was appointed to run the agency in 2022, wrote in a response letter that they were already working to improve conditions at CCCA, and in 2023 had reduced its restraint usage by 116% compared to years prior. Communications Director Lauren Cunningham declined WMRA's request for a facility tour or interview, but said in an email that, quote, a new facility director started in January 2024. We are now seeing some staffing increases and huge reductions in restraint usage. She did not respond to a follow-up email asking for specifics. To get more insight into these issues, I spoke with Melissa Gomes, the Associate Dean for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at the University of Virginia School of Nursing. She teaches mental health nursing and runs her own outpatient clinic in Hampton. I asked about some of the challenges specific to working with youth.
Children and adolescents present with irritability, agitation, less tolerance for stressors, especially when they're not feeling well. And I think that it can come across to an unassuming adult or a misinformed adult as non-compliant, disrespectful, or they have an attitude.
Gomes noted that the vast majority of CCCA patients come in as civil admissions rather than from the juvenile justice system.
In order to get admitted, they have to be considered a danger to themselves or others. So what does that look like? That looks like fighting, could be self-harm. It could be risky behaviors like, you know, persistent running away.
She saw a direct connection between the high levels of staff turnover and the variety of safety concerns.
If I don't have enough staff to even care for the amount of patients that we have, so potentially there's going to be a pocket of patients that might not be within my line of sight because I'm doing something else, or maybe I might be outnumbered in a situation. Or if you think about, do the children or adolescents even have a chance to de-escalate in a way that is not threatening to other people before they're restrained?
One of the report's suggestions was for the state to close the CCCA and develop contracts with private hospitals to admit those young people.
Are we just moving the problem? That's not the answer. The answer is prevention, number one. Number two, training. Number three, supporting your staff to feel comfortable speaking up, actually, because that was something that came up in the report.
She does see potential in the state's plan to build community-based crisis stabilization programs where kids can get help sooner and closer to home.
That was Randy B. Hagee with partner station WMRA. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM. I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.